Smile.
90.4 FM.
The best school lunch in my view would have been leftover mince curry. Any leftover from last night, any leftover dinner on your bread, but mince curry, top of the list when it comes to favorite. Now, the way you do it is you mash it all together. If there's enough leftover, you'll mash together the leftover mince, the peas, if there was any peas in there, potato, even the rice, you mash that all together onto four slices of bread. If you had a snack wedge as a kid, we were fortunate to have one, you'll snack wedge that.
Bobby's absolutely right. A mince curry jaffle for lunch. Delicious. In fact, anything inside a jaffle for lunch. I wonder if you still even get a jaffle iron. I once thought it a braai winkel to make braai broodjes with. I'm hungry now.
It's the food that really makes the nostalgia hit home when you think about those school lunches. Mm. Remember the days before things were all low GI and organic and free range and GMO free? Mm. I went to school in the 90s. And if you did too, you might remember the 90s school lunch, the humble white roll with ham and cheese. I mean, does that even exist anymore? And if you were lucky, you would get a packet of Hula Hoops and a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun, I still love those.
Yeah. But I never really wanted to draw attention to myself at school when it came to school lunches. Mm-hmm. So I'd ask my mom to please not pack anything exotic into my lunchbox, like ham and cheese, or cheese and lettuce and tomato, or peanut butter.
Listen, Lindy, I'm just a couple of years older than you, but if I got ham and cheese and tomato on a bread, that was seriously lux. Usually it was just one of the three.
I went to school in the 90s. Our lunch was four sandwiches of white bread, a layer of marge, and fish paste with a bottle of water.
Listen, where I grew up in Belgrade, Aslow, it was crazy. We actually never bunked school. We actually looked forward to going to school for that thick slice of hot brown bread, spread with jam, which is all we were accustomed to, and getting that cup of milk in the morning.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like every day, and everybody was looking forward to that.
Nothing that people can smell from the next classroom.
Oh, no, that would be mortifying. So I just can't help wondering what it's going to be like when I have to do the packed lunches one day, because that day is coming up in the next 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Tested Sebastian out with peanut butter the other day. I had toasted peanut butter on it, and I gave him a bite. It was his first experience of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And he chewed it twice, and then his whole body just shuddered.
Smile breakfast.
Smile breakfast.
Sesto Tnieka.
Tnieka.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.